This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Trowbridge. The New Mexico legislature officially started its 60-day session Tuesday, and Governor Susana Martinez gave the traditional State of the State address. I'll have a recap of the speech and the Democratic response to it after this word from our media partner.
My name is Judy Teeter, and I'm the mother of three boys. My youngest, Joe, loves sports, music, and his youth group. One day, Joe asked me to drive him to school. We were going through a green light when another car ran a red light and hit us, killing Joe. The National Safety Council estimates one in four car crashes involves a cell phone. Hands-free is no safer. Visit nsc.org/callskill.
Governor Susana Martinez used Tuesday's State of the State address to urge lawmakers to cut the size of state government, protect economic development programs, cut tax loopholes, get tough on crime, among other goals. Martinez telling lawmakers that education, the economy, and fighting crime are all connected, adding that lawmakers can't afford to ignore any one of them. She challenged lawmakers while calling for a bipartisan approach to balance the state's books.
You see, we have two choices. Do what politicians have done for decades, grow government and raise taxes when times are tough, or we can be leaders, protect taxpayers, reduce the size of government, and continue to build the foundation of a lasting, vibrant economy. Right-sizing government means reducing the size of government and developing efficiencies.
Democrats responded that the governor's call for bipartisanship took 6 years. They vowed to resist Martinez's efforts to balance the budget by cutting teacher salaries. Las Cruces Senator Joseph Cervantes says Democrats respectfully disagree with the governor's view of the state of the state, while noting she never filled in a key detail in her speech.
The tradition of the governor in a state of the state is to say that the state of the state is something. And you usually hear a governor or a president say the state of the state or the state of the nation is strong. And we didn't hear the governor say that today. And she's to be commended for that, because she could not look at any of us and tell us with a straight face that the state of our state is strong.
To that end, Cervantes provided his own answer.
Our one-word response to the governor's state of the state, our one-word response for the condition of New Mexico's state of the state, is quite simply, for me, this. The state of our state is unacceptable. And so this session, legislators will begin to tackle those challenges and the plans that we need to undertake to balance that budget and make sure it's a meaningful and long-term plan and not just these stopgap measures.
In the speech, Governor Martinez called again to end social promotion when third-grade students are promoted to the fourth grade, even though they cannot read at grade level.
A child can read at grade level early on is more likely to go to high school and graduate, go to college and be able to provide for their families. Yet, too many kids aren't reading at grade level. And what do we do? Pass them on to the next grade. In fact, at least 96% of those third graders who cannot read are being passed on to the next grade. That's unacceptable.
And the governor called for greater transparency of the legislative process, urging both chambers to archive all of their webcast proceedings. The Senate had already done that with a rules change before her speech. The House will consider that move soon. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Trowbridge.